Can we get to the bottom of the wives?
I whacked that thing.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
All righty. Steiny and Goo. You know who we are.
It's lunchtime, baby.
You know who I am. Guys. You guys kill me sometimes. Shut up, Evan. Yeah.
You know, well, we want to.
Sometimes teams have to take a few years to get better.
Yeah.
Hello.
Yeah.
Trust the process.
Here's what I'm saying. I'm leaving the Warriors out of this one. They're not in this one. Let's talk about one of the laughing stocks of the NBA, right? Let's talk about the laughing stocks of the NBA. The Wizards.
It's not the Hornets.
The Wizards. Let's say the Wizards, right? Wizards. Okay. And I wouldn't disagree with you. So I'm looking at their roster. They're playing better now. And I'm like, okay, so they're going to try to get Trae Young. Okay. I know what, like, when I heard they're really want to get Trae Young, okay. I said to myself, oh, I know exactly what they're doing. So they've got, and whether you like them or not, there's a plan. Clearly, they love Sar, who's, I think, going to be an
average
really
18
player. He's a great lob threat and more. They're going to have Trae Young. And then I get it. These are guys you probably haven't heard of. Kyshawn George.
He's a baller.
Trey Johnson. Who else we got on that team?
I was just about to.
But what I'm saying is they're not very good right now. But
you feel good about the direction.
But they have their Kuminga, Wiseman, and Moody. Oh, so let's see, like, if those guys develop and you, I'm not saying they're a title team. I'm saying, I know what they're trying to do there. That's all.
No, I get it. And I've told you I'm on League Pass and I'm watching all these teams, even if they're not winning, just looking at their players and the types and the body type, like, I want those type of dudes. So I got roster envy.
What type of dudes?
Young athletic dudes with promise to what Kuminga and Moody were at.
Well, you blew that.
And man.
Okay, so that's my point.
You blew it three times over.
That's right. So don't
you may
think
not get a lottery pick in forever.
You may, but it's going to take 3 years. Well, like, you can't. I'm not saying 3 years to win. I'm just saying you strike out on Wiseman, Kuminga, and Moody's just okay. Like, you don't just get to, it'll be 1 year and we'll make up. No. It's, like, that's why I think it's undoable that people are looking for a quick fix in the next 2 years with Steph. When
what hurts
we need
me
more
about,
time yeah, to get
but,
better.
Yeah, but I'll say this. What, and Kerr was talking about fading. What I thought Jimmy Butler was or where he was at in his career athletically, that's fading for me. And I'm telling you, for you to sit there and describe where the Warriors are at and use a word with Jimmy Butler and Steph Curry, I'm not even mentioning Dre. To say you didn't say we don't have any action, but that's not enough. It's almost crazy like.
Okay.
But well, it speaks to what's around this? It, and it's not enough.
Here's the other problem the Warriors face. If you're telling me that Butler and Steph aren't really the problem, I say, okay, but they're two of the five highest paid players in the NBA.
Yeah.
So you tell me what we can do. Like,
it's not about what you can. Well, you
you can't do anything right now except play basketball.
Well,
you know what I mean?
You could run a guy out there that you think you're trading, but now he might not get traded. You could play him. Okay.
Sure.
All right.
Right. And that's like rearranging the deck chairs, to my way of thinking. Let's go to Steel Toe. Steel Toe in San Mateo. Hey, Steel Toe. How you doing?
Thank you, Guru, Steiny. Still love your show. You guys are the number one. I want to talk about something everybody's afraid to talk about.
Uh-oh.
Here it goes. Earlier this year, Phoenix Suns bought off Bradley Beal, right? There you go. This is something somebody's afraid to do. And over there last year, Milwaukee Bucks, they bought off Damian Lillard. Mm-hmm. And we're going to see them tonight. And we're going to see Ryan Rollins. We're going to see a guy named Kevin Porter Jr. All right? You get better when you cut off the carcass. Okay? Huh? You know who else was? Remember last year? The Denver Nuggets got rid of their head coach and GM. And they made it to the Western Conference Finals.
Thank you.
Okay?
No, go ahead. Go ahead. Go ahead.
Hey.
All you.
Hey. Okay, Joe Lacob is full of it. He doesn't have what it takes to be a real owner and drop off the dead carcass off his team. You got to get rid of Steve Kerr and Draymond Green, and you add an inside presence scoring with Steph Curry and Jimmy Butler. I bet you we could probably most likely make it to the Western Conference Finals, Western Conference. If you just got rid of a better coach who could score in the paint and get rid of Draymond who can't even score, and you got Steph Curry scoring on the outside, you're going to get better that way. This year, if freaking Joe Lacob has the balls and was a real owner, okay?
Hurry.
Thank you.
All right, thank you.
He was feeling it, though. The fashion was there.
I would say it a little more delicately.
He had some examples.
There's absolutely no doubt that...
Oh, man.
There's absolutely no doubt that over the last... You know, since the last title, the Warriors have had opportunities to pivot. Maybe not do 180s, but, you know, take different avenues to get where they are today. They chose the avenues they chose, and they're in this position now. And are there scenarios where they could be in a better position? Probably. Scenarios where they could be worse? Yeah, I'm sure they could have figured out a way to be worse.
But if you're just going to play basketball, the other part that's cut me is there are opportunities to change or reduce some minutes for some players. And you know who I'm talking about. And if we're not even going to do that predicated on who you are and what you mean, that it just gets more bitter than the record. And they're one over. But when you know, Stoney, and they know, but they don't want to do anything about it because of the past and what have you, that you know, missing on a draft pick hurts, obviously, but that part is the part that's cut me. The culture of this dude's too big, so I'm going to sit here and lie to the masses. Not lie, but Steve Kerr say we need Draymond when everybody, including that caller under the sun with a pair of eyes, knows it's not death if you reduce his minutes. And Monty Poole, credit, he deserves the Nobel Peace Prize. The other night, asking Steve Kerr, what about the trend where the team's playing better without him in the lineup? And Kerr didn't, like... What was he supposed to say? Yeah, Monty, yeah, we're really going to look into that. But come on, man. Call a spade a spade.
Well, that's why I'm not, like, that one doesn't
infuse.
That
cuts, though. That hurts.
Well, it's been like that for 15 years. Like, you want him to change right now?
I'm seeing stuff like that on my TV, non-sports.
Man, well, that's.
Don't spit on me and tell me it's raining.
Well, don't spend.
You know?
Don't spend 37 games ripping Draymond Green and then saying, but I still think this team can get it together. Yeah, he'll be stronger in March. Draymond will be stronger in March. All right, real quick, in 10 minutes, we're going to jump back to the San Francisco 49ers. Evan, do you mind doing the injury update again for me? Because there were a lot of names there. I want to get them right. But this is Evan talking about who practiced for the Niners today.
So, or who didn't practice for the Niners today. Trent Williams, Ricky Pearsall, both did not practice. George Kittle was limited. And Eric Kendricks has been signed to the roster by the Niners. Kaiser White was signed to the practice squad. And then on the Eagles side, one name of note that we mentioned earlier in the show, Lane Johnson, limited in practice for Philadelphia.
Oh, so he practiced a little.
Yes, he did.
Oh, this game's going to be impossible.
Well, they weren't getting home with or without him.
Yeah, go beat him. You're a 12-1
team.
There go,
you
beat him. That's my Steiny.
That's got to be your attitude, Evan, I think. Can't go into Philly, Meek. Let me tell you something.
Shout out Meek Mill.
You know what?
Philly rapper.
Let me tell you what the Niners should do. They should take me on the team plane because I'll tell them how to act in Philly and how to put the fans in their place.
Are we getting your boy on or your partner?
Get the sense. Like,
Oh, they don't want the smoke. Come on.
No. The guy I'm going to get on is not going to come in here and be like talking crap about the Niners. Like, that's not.
Wasn't the guy who had them as the seventh best rivalry for the year.
We want that's that a young guy. Punk we want son of my friends.
Yeah.
Son of my friend. Now, this is a guy who's, you know, just an Eagles fanatic who's been a season ticket holder for, you know, he'll say stuff like, you know, he'll show you what. Maybe I'll come on and have him defend Philly fans.
Like, are they out or in on the team? Forget what everyone we're saying and what I believe. Are they out? Are they in?
They look at it this way. We better win Sunday.
Oh, no.
Period. End of story.
There's major pressure there.
What if they don't? We'll deal with that later, but.
So no practice for the hammy with Trent.
Mm-hmm.
Pearsall. Those are two names that jumped out at me. Like, but to
well, Pearsall
point,
shouldn't have jumped out at you because he's been on the injury report for 18 weeks. Yeah. Let's go to GP.
Daddy.
Jeep out, Grandpa Daddy. What's up, Grandpa Daddy? How you doing?
Hey, what's up, gentlemen?
You got it? Yeah.
You know what, man? I love you guys. I'm driving on the road. You really make my day, man. I swear.
Thank you.
I'm telling you, Steiny, Guru, last time I didn't give you your kudos, you got a little butt hurt. So I just want to let you know, Guru, you are the man too, Guru. You are the man too. Steiny couldn't do this show without you. You two
no doubt.
Each other. So I want to thank both of you. But I want to say something, man. How much does Steph really want a fifth ring? So if you really want a fifth ring, check this out, dog. You making $62 million. Okay, homie. One or two, can you drop 10? You know, can you drop it to 50 and give up $12 million and say, hey, Joe, you know, hit me on the back end, maybe with some shares or something. You know, I'm trying to get somebody good up in here to help me. Would he do that? I mean, like,
yes.
Do you really need 62, bro?
Steph Curry would.
Steiny, what do you think? I mean, like,
he would do that. Now, I don't think you could mess with his 62 next year, but the next contract you sign him to.
No,
Grandpa, you're,
I'm talking about next year.
I know. Well, I think that They can't do that. I'm pretty sure that's. Hey, man. Grandpa, thanks. Well, you're not a great connection today.
But
we still love you.
Yeah. Fidangle the system.
I mean, think about this for a minute.
Like they do in the NFL restructure. It's like, oh, thanks.
Like if you're telling me Steph Curry, like, 62. This is another scenario which I don't think is absolutely crazy. Like that's the other. He's making 62 next year.
That is wild.
Butler's making 56. Like that's just a realistic constraint. But what about the year after? If Steph says, you know what, I think I can play two more years, why wouldn't he play for an extremely reasonable number to give himself two more years? Like, I got to tell you, I know this is going to sound crazy and he'd never do that, but Steph Curry's a billionaire, right?
Yeah.
Seriously, why, if he can play four more years, you really want to win? Play on the minimum for 2 years at the end of your career. We'll get some players around you in 2027, Steph. How about taking $10 million a year?
It's the story of my life, Steiny, but I'm so fixated on right now. Yeah. But
right now is not fun to think about because they're not very good and we know they're not going anywhere.
Is it they're not very good or they're not playing very good?
It's both. I think
it's the latter.
They can play better, but okay, they're still not that. On anybody's level. They're not a serious contender. How about that?
And
will
I
you give
you,
me that?
Last time I saw you in 2025, they were third in defensive rating. They slipped to fourth. Fitz slipped that in on the last broadcast. But, Steiny, they're not easy. You know what I'm saying?
I don't know what that means.
They were making Kawhi turn the ball over.
You're not serious right now.
No,
They're 19 and 18.
No, I got you.
Okay, and if you're telling me they are playing super hard, that's even more of a problem.
No, but I can't ignore that, and they are. But, again, I'm looking at this deadline Like, that's the only thing you got left to make and myself and other Warrior Dub Nation believe. And I got to believe Curry is seething underneath.
I don't think he is. This didn't just crop up. Like, Steph didn't just figure out what time it was.
Well, you
I'm
said
not saying
yesterday.
He's not frustrated.
Okay, because
but like
when he's lobbying for those calls and we see Steve Kerr getting kicked out, that's letting me know, yeah, for the people that aren't Jedis, you might think it's just about the continuation. Or you might just think it's about the non-call. Stani, I think it's festering over. And now
with
they're
who?
Acting out of care. Everybody. And that's why you see Curry being more
good.
Than monster.
Then it's time to make changes, clearly. Mm-hmm. But I guess what I here's what I think. Like, remember what I said to you, so Goo, you don't allow for the possibility that Warriors could be relatively healthy and just an average team.
I'll never forget.
And you said,
hell no
chance.
Yeah, hell no.
Well, I guarantee you who allowed that window to be open a little bit, that's Steph Curry.
Oh, wow.
Of course it is. You think Mike Dunleavy and Joe Lacob and Steph Curry, or forget Steph, you think Joe Lacob and Mike Dunleavy don't go into a season and say, this is what we think, but if it doesn't happen, well, we'll figure it out then.
Well, I don't want to call them fools, but if you thought that after breaking off Jimmy Butler the bread that he's not earning offensively, and you're just going to take that and it's okay, or you're supposed to expect that, that sounds ludicrous.
What do you mean?
When you went in on Jimmy, you're all in. So for you to sit there and say, yeah, they thought this could be a part of on the bingo card, hell no.
But they told you that.
This has been catastrophic.
No, it hasn't.
Yeah.
Committing no, it hasn't.
Part of it, too.
It's not.
No way, man.
Well, okay. And why is it catastrophic? Because you thought they'd be 25 and 14.
Why would you pay Jimmy what you're paying him if you thought even for a Texas second that you weren't good enough to even just qualify for the playoffs? That's a fool's errand right there. That's why
I
know.
Get through your head. These guys can be wrong. Mike Dunleavy said, we've got a 2-year window. And you know what? When he said a 2-year window, my first thought is, you know what that means? They got 2 years maximum, and they know that things could get sideways. And if they get sideways, we can pivot in another direction.
Now,
if you think the Warriors didn't consider that, like, what do you want them to live in fantasy land?
Well, I think we're talking about two different things.
They have to allow for the best case scenario and the worst case scenario. I don't even think this is the worst case scenario.
Oh, but it's not playing is the worst case.
Wait till the injuries come. That's the worst case scenario. Well, it might not be. But that's what I'm saying, Goo.
I hope you're wrong. And
wrong about which part?
Them not seething or saying to each other behind closed doors or as a group is we're effed right now. And Kuminga's a part of it. But man, our lack of athleticism, that's why Kerr was showing out against the Clippers. He was mad. He's frustrated too. But the one thing I can give Steve Kerr is you don't have a jersey. Guys are letting you down at every turn, throwing the ball away after you're preaching. So I get that part of it.
You know what? Steph's got a role in this too.
Steiny, he's averaging 29.7.
And he missed 10 games already, and they haven't even played 40. So what do you do when Steph doesn't play 20 games a year? You've got to get better. And you know what? You're actually, you know what's funny? Is I was thinking Curry makes $750,000 a game.
Yeah, oh my gosh.
Well, you know what? Actually, if you just count the games played, he makes $1 million a game.
Wow.
I mean, I know this. I know, and I'm not killing Steph, but
you can't. I got you.
But
you can't. He's all we got.
Say, like you think they can still build around Steph like he's 30, and that's just I don't know.
I think you're putting too much in my doorstep because honestly, they were given the gifts that they earned by playing bad basketball or injuries with three picks in the draft that they struck out on, and now they will be lucky to move one of the guys Jonathan Kuminga and get something of substance when here at this station and you and I did 4 hours daily about the what you could get in return when we thought at least it might be something of value. Now there's a situation or instance where you might get a penny on a dollar. This thing is reeking.
I mean, the reality is anybody who is smart, which I'm sure includes Lacob and Dunleavy, I mean,
tell me, I was like, you got me, okay, what? Finish that.
I mean,
if they
thought they were, like, it happens all the time in sports. The front office tells you that they're going to be pretty good and they're not. And so are they lying or they really did think?
But
are they lying
eyes,
or are they dumb?
Okay, Stoney, I hear you. But our eyes, the fans saw last year.
You know what? There are so many fans out there that said during the offseason, this thing's not going anywhere, even with Butler. How come? Because they have to play a full season. Oh. Because they got they've got an issue with Kuminga. Why else? Their young players aren't that great. Like, you weigh all of it, and I came to the conclusion they might be able to win 46, I said.
We got a bit, but...
But they're probably not going to win 46.
I'm out.
So they misevaluated, and then they got to try to get better next year.
But when you say try and get better, why should we have confidence?
That's where I'm going. Because they won 4 rings.
Like, Joey Lightyears is really getting put to the test now.
Duh! They came out of a dynasty. Like, when I said this 5 years ago, people were like, I'm an idiot. But I said, we're not going to know anything about, like, sure, Joe Lacob's been very successful, but we're going to find out about Joe Lacob in the next, well, we're finding out about him right now.
Right.
Okay.
Not a
Let's
doctor.
See what happens when Steph's gone. Like,
I know, of course, but I think that's never going to happen. But man, I know this is going to sound ludicrous, and it won't be the first time words out of my mouth. If he were slowing down like Draymond was, or a fading star, I think I might feel better about where the Warriors are at. But the irony is, it's the basketball version of Macbeth, that this dude is still at some,
right.
He can get you 30, he's blockbuster to watch, the percentages are pretty much still there, and he's got nothing. Everything
what do you mean
around
he's got nothing?
Is eroding.
I don't know, Goo. I don't look at it like
Moses
that.
Moody like is his running mate starting games. Come on, man. Well, and if it ain't Moody, it's Pods.
Well,
come
they
on,
won
man.
Four titles and they're come drafting, on, you know, they come on. They drafted a guy.
That's the realizations I'm coming with now. Look what he's going to war with now. Half of Draymond, because he loves Draymond, that's okay. Come on. 4-on-5 basketball, and we all see it. But it's, I get it. You know what I mean?
Like, we didn't know this before.
Because they were covering it.
You know, the bottom line is, like, you don't see any negatives on any, like, you're still, Steph is terrific. There's no doubt he's one of a kind. He's playing at a level that nobody's played at his age.
Let's cash it in.
But it doesn't mean he can carry a team. He's 30.
My point, partner, is he shouldn't have to. Had they done right on the picks.
That's funny.
That are not named Steph Curry.
When I said to you, we need to get a player in here so Steph can not have the same role. You said, I can't wait 2 years.
I got to be honest. I thought, to be honest, Donnie, real quick, I thought Jimmy was kind of that. Like, you know, where Steph would be, I'll have to take a little.
So let's say you're
working a little less.
All right, what's coming?
You know, that was
no. You will be fine.
We'll be fine. Good,
yeah, you'll be a solid play-in team right now.
Yeah.
What's coming up on the game is brought to you by Fremont Bank. Here for you, man. Here for good.
So we got to keep fighting.